Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys today. Matt Horner going to join us in the middle of the show for Model Making Money. Other than that, though, it's just going to be me and you, the listeners. So anything you guys have on your mind, anything in the NFL, we obviously have Packers Saints tonight. We got a loaded Week 17 slate. Anything college football, any bowl games that you want to talk about, we're going to talk about the upcoming bowl games that we have. We got one more later today. We got one on Christmas Eve tomorrow, a couple on Thursday as well, so break those down. Any bowl games you want to talk about, we'll look at the four quarterfinal matchup set in college football as well, and we'll get into a lot more throughout the show today. So anything that you guys have on your mind, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL and YouTube.com/OdysseySports. And if you miss any part of the show today, you want to listen to it after it's over, we got you covered too. You can check us out on YouTube, search Send It In, or you can check us out wherever you get your podcast. All right, folks, let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session here on a Monday. We got Coastal Carolina and UTSA going on right now as I'm watching it here on the bottom screen. UTSA up 21-0. Second half just started. They're on the move as well. UTSA closes about a 12.5-point favorite today against Coastal Carolina. The total was 58.5 as well. Right now, live line, UTSA 31.5-point favorites, and the total is 48.5. Probably wouldn't do anything. Those lines feel about right. Coastal Carolina is one of these teams that was really put in a bad spot here during bowl season. Both of their quarterbacks are in the transfer portal, so they literally had a kid starting at quarterback today that hadn't thrown a pass all season, going up against a UTSA team that has an electrifying offense. They've had some great drives. Josh McCown's son, Owen McCown, is the quarterback for UTSA. So they're on the move right now. Coastal Carolina had first and goal at the 5-yard line right before the half with a chance to punch it in. Couldn't do so. So I'm staying away from 31.5, not touching the total either. We do have another game coming up, though, after this at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to be Northern Illinois, 3-point favorites against Fresno State. If you like the Huskies, minus 155 on the money line, Fresno is plus 130. So this is an interesting handicap, right? I think if you're breaking down this game, NIU would probably be the side to go with. My thing, though, you guys know I always love to kind of look at the public perception, and I think everybody sitting at home today or anybody who's at work and they want some action in the bowl game and you don't know a lot about these two teams, I think a lot of people are just going to blind bet NIU, because if you follow college football this season, you know that NIU had an upset over Notre Dame. So you might be sitting there and thinking, low total, a team that beat Notre Dame, I'm just going to lay the 3 with Northern Illinois. Again, though, this is another game that is definitely affected by the transfer portal. Both teams, their starting quarterbacks are not going to be available today. Fresno State, a couple of their top receivers are going to be unavailable as well. So right off the bat there, you expect the offense to really struggle. And then on top of that, you got NIU with one of the best defenses in the group of 5. Their offense was one of the worst. but their defense was one of the best. They have an excellent defense, so I expect their defense to play really well today. And due to the fact that NIU's on their backup quarterback, I expect Fresno's defense to play pretty good too. So I like the under 40.5 in that game, and I also like Fresno plus 3 because I think in a low-scoring game like this, you're giving us a key number. And again, I just have a feeling a lot of people will probably be on NIU with the fact that they beat Notre Dame. I'll take Fresno plus the points. Then coming up tomorrow night in Hawaii, we got South Florida against San Jose State. It's going to be a really cool matchup because San Jose State, their head coach, Ken Niumatalolo, was the head coach at Navy for a number of years. He played his college ball at Hawaii, so he gets to go back there on Christmas Eve and coach. That'll be really cool for him. San Jose State right now, a 3-point favorite. The total is 63.5. Another total to me that feels like it could be a little too high. This is one of those games where definitely make sure you watch the injury report and see who's playing maybe before you make a bet, because whoever plays quarterback for USF, that's a monster difference. Bryson Archie has started a bunch of games for them in the second half of the season due to their starting quarterback, Byron Brown, being hurt. And Brown is a really good player. Alex Golish came from the Josh Heupel coaching tree. So when you watch USF play, it's very similar to what Tennessee does. And Brown's an excellent mobile quarterback who's a good passer for USF. Archie's not as quite the same mobile QB that Brown is. And I think if Brown's in there, that's huge for USF, not only for the spread, but for the total as well. So monitor that. You also got San Jose State's going to be without their best player, wide receiver Nick Nash, who had over 100 receptions this season, close to 1,400 yards. So USF could be without their quarterback, San Jose State without their receiver. Again, with Nash out and if Byron Brown doesn't play, I would look at an under 63.5. Feels like it's way too many points for me. If Brown does play, I'd take USF plus the points. I'd look at some money line in that game as well. As for a couple of the other games we got coming up on Thursday, we got a triple header, Pitt and Toledo on Thursday at noon Eastern time, over under 50.5 in that game. I'm looking also at Toledo in this game, potentially 6.5. Maybe see if you can wait and get a 7. A lot of uncertainty with Pitt and who's going to start at quarterback for them. You got Elijah Holstein, who was their quarterback at the beginning of the year when they went 7-0. He got hurt and the season kind of unraveled on Pitt. Their backup quarterback is in the transfer portal, so it doesn't look like he's going to play. So again, Pitt could be on their third-string quarterback who has not played a lot of football. And the motivation factor, whenever you got a Group of Five team like Toledo going up against an ACC team like Pitt, you got to figure Toledo is going to be ready to go. They're going to be excited to play in that game. They shouldn't have too many key starters out in that matchup. And then Pitt and Pat Narduzzi is a big favorite. Normally not very good in those situations. He's 2-4 straight up and against the spread as head coach of the Pitt Panthers in bowl games. So waiting to see if I can get a 7. If we end up just getting 6.5, I'd still take Toledo in that game against Pitt. Then we got Rutgers and Kansas State. K-State favored by 7. The total is 50.5 in this game. Again, make sure you check to see who's in and out of the lineup, but it does look like quarterback Avery Johnson is going to play for Kansas State, and I think that's a big deal. I also think Rutgers being without their defensive coordinator, who took the head coaching job at UMass, that's going to be a big deal as well. Rutgers wants to run the football with Kyle Manungai, who still hasn't decided whether or not he's playing in the bowl game, and they want to play good defense. If their defensive coordinator isn't there, that's going to be a big deal against a really good dual-threat quarterback in Avery Johnson. So anything 7 or below, I like K-State in that one against Rutgers. And then finally, Arkansas State and Bowling Green. I'll take the over at 52.5. Both teams, for the most part, should have their better players playing in this game on offense. Bowling Green's got one of the best tight ends in all of college football. Their quarterback, Connor Bazelak, transferred over from Missouri a couple years ago. I think they'll be able to put up points. Arkansas State, I think, will also. Butch Jones, who was the former coach at Tennessee, is the Arkansas State head coach. They like to go fast, up-tempo. Don't think there's going to be much defense in that game, so I'll take the over 52.5 between Arkansas State and Bowling Green. All right, let's talk some more college football now. Dive in to these four quarterfinal matchups that we have. We will start on New Year's Eve with the Fiesta Bowl, Penn State and Boise State. Boise is 10.5-point underdogs as the 3 seed going up against Penn State. The total in this game is 52.5. First initial thought is the under in this game, because obviously Ashton Jeanty is going to be the sole focus for that Penn State defense. I think they're looking forward to going up against Jeanty, and Penn State does have a good run defense. They do have a good defensive line. I think for the most part, they are going to keep Boise's offense one-dimensional and force Maddox Mattson to beat them through the air. And then on the flip side, Boise State's got a good defensive line. SMU showed us early on in that game, if you have a good defensive line and can force Drew Aller off of his spot in his initial read, and you can control their run game, Penn State did not look good to start that game. It was because of the interceptions and the pick sixes from Kevin Jennings that really got Penn State rolling, and then eventually their defense just wore down. But I kind of think this will be a lower scoring game. 10.5 feels about right. If I had to pick the game, I'd probably take Boise just because it feels like that hook could be important, but I think the under 52.5 would be the play for me in that game. Then in the Peach Bowl, we got number 5 Texas, the 5 seed, going up against the 4 seed Arizona State. Texas is a 13.5 point favorite with the total at 52.5. I like Texas in this game. I think anything 14 or below is a good number with Texas. Really happy with what I saw out of their offense. Quinn Ewers looked good. Running backs looked really good. Wide receivers. Texas just has so much speed. And when you can get those guys in space, it's really difficult to deal with. I know Arizona State's been an incredible story. They won the Big 12. They're one of the hottest teams in college football. But again, I just think the step up in competition, going from the teams that they were playing in the Big 12 to now going up against one of the most talented rosters in college football, one of the best defensive rosters in college football, I think it's going to be a big step up. The whole key in this game, it's going to be simple, but it really is scataboo, because Texas has the best pass defense in college football. And if Arizona State isn't able to run the ball and Texas makes them one-dimensional and Levis has to beat them through the air, it's just going to be a nightmare for Arizona State. So I like Texas minus 13.5. Don't think Scataboo is going to have a great game on the ground. And I think Arizona State's going to struggle to put up some points. So I will take Texas minus the points in that one. Then we got the two big ones in the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl. These should be some epic showdowns. We'll start with the Rose Bowl, Ohio State and Oregon. Now, we liked Ohio State against Tennessee on this show last week. However, when I was making my predictions for the bracket, I thought Oregon was going to beat Ohio State in the rematch. I'm going to go the other way. I like Ohio State now in this game against Oregon. I wanted to see how Ohio State looked after the Michigan game. I wanted to see what they looked like against Tennessee. And to me, that looked like a team that heard for a month that they sucked and they weren't any good and that they can't beat Michigan, so they can't win the national championship. I've always thought Ohio State was the best team. If they played at their best, if their peak was the best, they're the top team to beat in the country. They sure look like it against Tennessee. And we've been talking about this Oregon team. And even though Dillon Gabriel is the quarterback that you should absolutely trust the most, they've been the most consistent team. They're obviously the only undefeated team left in the tournament. I just think that for a team to go undefeated in college football, you got to be one of the better teams. You got to be one of those Saban-Bama teams, one of those Kirby-Georgia teams, that LSU-Joe Burrow team. You got to be one of the elite teams in college football that we have seen over the last couple of years, and this Oregon team just isn't that. They're a good team, but they're not a great team. And I just think it's going to be too hard for them to go undefeated. I think it's going to be too tough for them to beat this Ohio State team a second time. So I will ride with the Buckeyes on the money line to get the job done against Oregon. And then finally, if you watch this show, you know that we will be on Notre Dame against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. We picked Notre Dame to get to the national championship, knowing all too well that if they wanted to get there, they would have to beat Georgia. And I still like them against Georgia. I liked what I saw out of their defense against Indiana. Jeremiah Love only got 8 carries against Indiana, so he's fresh. He's ready to go. And Riley Leonard really didn't have to do that much on the ground against Indiana as well. But his legs are going to be everything in this matchup against Georgia. You think about the teams that have given Georgia trouble this season. Bama with Jalen Milroe, Haynes King and Georgia Tech, Jackson Dart and Ole Miss. These quarterbacks that are dual threats and that can run, that is what is given Georgia issues. And even though Gunnar Stockton came in and did some good things in the SEC title game against Texas, you give Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame 10 days to prepare for Gunnar Stockton, and now you have a little bit of film on him, I think it's going to be tough for Georgia to move the ball in this game. So it feels like a 20-17, 24-20 kind of slugfest, low-scoring game. 44.5, I think that number is just about right. But I'll take Notre Dame to pull off the mini upset against Georgia and get the job done in the Sugar Bowl. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Get some of Matt's plays for the NFL tonight, this weekend, college football thoughts as well. Matt, let's start with the BetQL model, though. Any five-star plays for us tonight?
So we're actually going to go to the NBA tonight. We're going to have the Spurs and the 76ers over 217 right now at the books. The model has this projected at 225.5 points. So obviously that is quite the large difference between the line and the projection, which is giving us a five-star play here on the over in Spurs and 76ers.
All right, there you go. So an NBA play for the people tonight if they want it. What about Monday Night Football, Matt? We got the Packers, large favorites tonight, 14.5 against the Saints. We got a low total as well. Anything that you like, side total, player props, and Saints-Packers tonight?
I have not bet either side of this game. I haven't bet the total either. Obviously, the public is going to be all over the Packers, right? There's going to be so many games or so many parlays with Packers money line in it. There's going to be tons of people just hammering the Packers at minus 14, two touchdowns here, because nobody wants to bet the Saints on the road with Spencer Rattler starting. He's looked awful in every game he started, so who's going to want to bet that? No one. So the books are definitely going to want the Saints to play well, although I can't swallow it. I cannot bet the Saints in this game, so I'm just kind of probably going to be staying off of that. If I had to take a total, probably the under, but again, I haven't bet that either, so I'm probably going to stay away from the side and total in this game. It just feels disgusting to me. If you want to do something with a player prop, maybe taking Josh Jacobs anytime touchdown and pairing it with something else you might like. Jaden Reed tonight might be a play over receiving yards. Josh Jacob touchdown might be something to take a look at, maybe pairing Jacobs touchdown with Derrick Henry touchdown or something like that in a Christmas Day game. Other than that, though, really don't have much for this game in terms of the side and total. It's just kind of too disgusting for me.
You bring up those Christmas Day games, Matt, and we got two good ones. Chiefs at the Steelers. We got the Ravens at the Texans. Any early thoughts on those games coming up on Wednesday?
Yeah, so with Pittsburgh and KC, I don't see a scenario where the NFL is going to allow the Chiefs to lose this game. I just don't see it, even though everybody and their brother is going to be on Kansas City. I mean, Kansas City under a field goal is like automatic. People know that. People know how good Mahomes and Reed are at covering spreads under three or as underdogs. So you're going to have just an enormous amount of money on Christmas on the Kansas City Chiefs. Plus, Pittsburgh's lost two straight games. They haven't looked very good, so you know people are going to be on the Chiefs. I feel like this is going to be a close game. I feel like if you get the three with Pittsburgh, that's a play. Anything under that, it would be Kansas City for me to win the game, because I just don't see a scenario where they lose. And I kind of like the over as well. I feel like both of these teams have been a little bit lucky on defense, especially Pittsburgh. I don't think they're as great as a defense as people make them out to be. So at 43 in the market, I'd probably play an over there actually on this game, which is something I usually don't do a lot of, but kind of like the over. And if you take a look at Baltimore and the Texans for this game, I'm probably going to take Ravens money line, and I'm probably going to parlay that with the under at 47.5 for this game. Also feel like both of these teams have been a little lucky offensively. Going to be taking the under here. And then the Texans are just so beat up. I haven't really liked them all year. They've been a team I've been looking to fade in spots. I know they lost the last game, and Baltimore has won two straight. And again, people are going to be on the Ravens. But I don't feel comfortable laying 4.5, but I think the Ravens are going to win the football game. So give me the Ravens on the money line. I'm going to pair that with the under at 47.5. That'll give you plus 180. At the books, maybe for like a half unit or something like that, I'll have to sweat out on this game.
All right, I like it. Yeah, a couple creative ways to get involved there on Christmas Day. Matt, what about the rest of the NFL slate? We got some good matchups on Sunday. That Vikings-Packers game should be really, really good. Got some other decent ones as well. Broncos-Bengals is going to be a big game. Any games that jump out to you on the Saturday or the Sunday slate?
Yeah, well, you just mentioned it, the Packers and the Vikings. I like Green Bay there. The Vikings have just been a team that I don't like. I think they've won their last game, that game against Seattle there. I don't see them beating the Packers. I know they're a small favorite. They're at home here, but I just They're just a team I've wanted to fade because I feel like, again, they're one of those teams that has gotten very lucky to be the team they're at. I'm not a huge believer in Sam Darnold. I know he's proving everybody wrong this year, blah, 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 but I still don't see him as the long-term answer. Sometimes these guys just have seasons like this. Case Keenum for the Vikings had a fantastic season. Didn't end up well for that Vikings team. So kind of like the Packers here as a small dog right now. And of course, another team I went with, and you know, I hate myself for this because I do it seemingly all the time. I took the New York Giants at +8 against the Colts. I don't feel the Colts have any business laying over a touchdown against anybody. I know it's the Giants and it's horrendous. It's disgusting in every way. But I took the Giants at +8. They're 7.5 now in the market. So yay, CLV for me. Are they going to get blown out? Who knows? Probably. But I just got to take that number because I just don't feel like the Colts should be laying more than a touchdown against anybody. And then finally, next Monday, San Francisco getting 3 against Detroit. I'm going to have to take the 49ers in that game, and I'm going to hate every single second of it, but that's just something I'm going to have to do. Do I recommend tailing that? No, but I'm going to do it. So
yeah, you know everybody's going to be on Detroit in that game. There's no doubt about it. Matt, before I let you go, any thoughts on college football, the playoff? We have the four-quarter final matchup set. We have some interesting lines with Notre Dame, Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon. You got Boise as a big dog. Arizona State is a big dog. Have you fired on anything yet?
Yeah, actually, I feel like one of these large underdogs is going to win, just straight up win the game outright. It's either going to be Arizona State or it's going to be Boise State. I have already bet Boise State on the money line. I think Boise State can certainly win the game here with Gene T running the ball. Penn State, a team, again, that historically has performed awful in big-time games. I know they won their last game. That's great and everything, but this just is a spot for Penn State where I don't want to trust Franklin laying double digits, and I do not trust him in a big spot here. And I think we're due. I think we're due for one of these large underdogs to just win the game outright. And I could 100% see Boise State doing it. Arizona State, a little more troublesome there. Betting them at 14.5, I would probably take that. The two touchdowns, I probably wouldn't take anything less than that with Arizona State. I probably wouldn't bet them on the money line, although, like I said, they could win the game, but I'm much more comfortable if you're going to take an outright here. Boise State, they're going to be my bet. And Notre Dame, I'm a Notre Dame fan, so I'm just going to be rooting for Notre Dame. I probably won't bet the game, but I'm going to be rooting for Notre Dame because my professional football team is horrendous. So please, Irish, let's win the whole thing so I can be happy about one of my football teams.
Can't wait for that game. Sugar Bowl, Notre Dame and Georgia on New Year's Day. Going to be a good one. Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Matt, appreciate the time, man. Happy holidays, and we'll catch up again soon. Good luck on all your bets this week.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. Ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, let's look at the NFL slate upcoming for Week 17. B-Mills, I see you got some questions in the chat. Josh Jacobs, anytime touchdown, parlayed with the Saints team total under at 17.5 points. Should be a good bet. Certainly, Josh Jacobs, you want to parlay with something just because you're not going to get good value on anything standing alone with the price that you have to lay. Saints team total, I actually think maybe New Orleans could put up some points tonight. I like them to cover the spread. We'll talk about that coming up here in a little bit. So the fact that that's even money, though, I think is a good price. 17.5, I think the Saints get right in there, 14, 17, 20 points. So I don't know if I'd play that, but certainly for the price, B-Mills, think that could be a good look. And then also BetMGM has the Chiefs as the cheapest money line favorite, -135 against the Steelers. Should we pounce on that? I think you should at B-Mills, absolutely, because I think we're going to end up getting a 3 with Kansas City, with the Steelers, excuse me, and I think betting KC on the money line and Steelers +3, I think could be a really good way to go about the game. That way you can hedge yourself a little bit, and obviously with the way the Chiefs have been playing games this season, you very well could hit both of those. So do like the money line price we're getting on KC. I think we'll get a +3 on Pittsburgh over the next couple days as well. As for some of these other NFL games that we have coming up, so those are my thoughts on Chiefs-Steelers. I do like the Chiefs on the money line, waiting for a +3 on Pittsburgh that I think we'll eventually get. Texans-Ravens, I do think the Ravens win the game. Think it's going to be a close one, though. I am looking at the Texans +4, possibly, if you wanted to bet that game on the spread. Think it's going to be tight. I think it's going to be close, decided by a field goal. And I think it's going to be an under game as well. I like under 46.5. It's a short week. Keep in mind, too, the Ravens are coming off Ravens-Steelers, which is always a physical game, grueling game, takes a lot out of you. Derek ran for over, ran the ball over 20 times. He took a lot of punishment. The Ravens have Justice Hill banged up, not likely to play with a concussion. So I think this is one of those games where the Ravens really don't ask Derrick Henry to do all that much, don't ask Lamar to do all that much through the ground, and they try to throw the ball a lot. And throwing the ball against this Texans defense is not a good idea because they got a good rush defense and they got a good secondary as well. So I just think because of the spot of the schedule and the Ravens are going to throw the ball going up against the Texans, I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. So I like the under. I like Houston +4 as well. I also like the Chargers -5 against the Patriots. You look at the Chargers this season, folks, they have played 6 games against teams with a losing record. They are 6-0 straight up and against the spread in those games. These are where Harbaugh's team dominate. When they go up against teams that are not as talented as them and not as well coached as them, they win those games. I like the Chargers -5 on the road against the Patriots. They also get that extra rest as well, playing on a Thursday against Denver. Speaking of Denver, they're 3-point underdogs against the Bengals, and I like the Broncos in that game against Cincinnati. I know Joe Burrow's having an incredible year. Ja'Marr Chase is having an incredible year. But again, who is Cincinnati beating this season? What's the Bengals' big win that you look at and be like, you know what, that's a great win? They're 6-8 this season. They're 7-8 this season. And all 7 of their wins have come against teams with losing record. They can't beat a team with a winning record. And look, Ja'Marr Chase might be the best receiver in football. If there's going to be a corner that can neutralize him, it's Pat Surtain. And I think Bo Nix and Sean Payton and the efficiency of their offense going up against this Bengals defense, I think they're going to be able to score some points as well. So maybe wait and see if this goes to 3.5, because I don't think it's going to go to 2.5. If it's a 3.5, I love it. 3, I still like Denver. Everybody just thinks that maybe Cincinnati is going to back their way into the postseason. I don't even know if they're going to win this game against Denver. I like the Broncos plus the points. I also like Arizona +6 against the Rams. I do worry about the motivation for Arizona. The fact that their season's over, James Conner's banged up, Kyler Murray's banged up, the Rams are rolling right now. But I just think it's too many points in a divisional game. You're getting peak value right now on Arizona because they just lost a bad game on the road to the Panthers. They've really struggled ever since they were 6-4. And obviously the Rams are one of the hottest teams in football. So just one of those divisional dog type bets. I like Arizona +6. Vikings-Packers, Matt was talking about that game. I actually like Minnesota on the money line. And I think if Green Bay struggles tonight, that line could go up to 2.5. So I'm betting the Vikings -125 on the money line. I've faded this Minnesota team a bunch. And I know Sam Darnold hasn't been good for much of his career, but what he's doing this season with Kevin O'Connell, it's been really impressive. Vikings are a good team. And the Packers in the division this year just haven't been impressive. They lost at home to Minnesota, both games to Detroit, needed a blocked field goal to beat Chicago. So Packers have not been good in the division. I'll take Minnesota on the money line. Give me the Panthers +8 against the Bucks, folks. If you've been watching the NFL over the last 5 weeks, you know the Panthers have been an incredible bet as an underdog. Bryce Young has turned it around. They're putting up points. They are a pesky team right now. Give me all those points with Carolina +8 against Tampa. I like the under 47.5 in Falcons Commanders. Two rookie quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels and Michael Penix, playing in a playoff-like game on Sunday Night Football. Penix making his first career road start. Think it's going to be low scoring. Give me the under 47.5 with two defensive head coaches, Raheem Morris and Dan Quinn. And then Eagles in Dallas, I'm looking to bet Philly in the game. I'm hoping we get a 10, and I'm also waiting to see the status of Jalen Hurts as well. Also got some breaking news in college football. Shawnee Sharp's telling me Marcus Freeman announces that Riley Mills, D lineman for Notre Dame, out for the remainder of the season due to a knee injury. That is a big blow right there for the Irish. All right, folks, let's get to our BetMGM promo, 7 days of parlays. And BetMGM account holders receive a Pro Football Same Game Parlay boost token. You can score a bigger payout if your wager with the short game parlay boost token hits from our friends at BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. All right, guys, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Thor Killian at B-Mills with those leans. I'm taking Chiefs money line, Josh Jacobs anytime touchdown at plus 137. That's a great look, Thor. I like that. Chiefs money line, Jacobs touchdown. Like that quite a bit. Plus 137. As for some of my other plays that I like for today, we're going Keandre Miller, the running back for the Saints, over 14.5 receiving yards tonight. Spencer Rattler on the road, cold weather. I think he's going to be using his checkdowns tonight, throwing a lot of short passes. Keandre Miller with Kamara out, I think, takes over a bunch of the receiving duty. We'll go over 14.5 receiving yards. I'll also take the Saints, plus 14 against the Packers, my dog of the day. I'm not the biggest of trends guys, but listen to this one. Double-digit favorites on Monday Night Football in the last 21 years are 13-32-2 against the spread, hitting at a 29% clip. So the underdogs normally covering on Monday night, we'll take the Saints, and then give me under 40.5 tonight between NIU and Fresno State. NIU, great defense. Both teams without their starting quarterbacks will go under in that bowl game between those two teams. Thanks again to Matt Horner for joining us on the show today. We'll be back with you guys on Friday. Happy holidays. We'll see you Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.